what I got to do. The song says, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I refuse to let the devil get me all upset. I could have broke under pressure. I could have lost my life in the middle of a struggle. I could have been incarcerated. I could have suffered a heart attack. I could have had a stroke. But thanks be to God. Thank God that he didn't let what could have happened happen in my life. That's a good place to praise him. What could have happened? You ought to thank God that it didn't happen. You saw the car coming, but God prevented it from getting there. You saw death coming, but because you pleaded the blood, it's something about the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and say the blood of Jesus. You got to know that in the next 3 months, you're going to have to start pleading the blood of Jesus, because the devil is coming around you. The devil don't like praises. The devil don't like people that's always rah-rah, rah-rah in God. So what he does, he gets you away from here and he talks to your mind. But the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And if you keep your mind on him, God will keep the devil from you. Can I get a witness? I would have been crazy a long time ago, but thanks be to God, he kept my mind. Can I get a witness in here? Some of y'all been in some relationships that could have took you out, that could have blew your brains out, but God let you get away just in time. For a time like this, that you can walk in greatness, that you can walk in glory, that you'll have the best days of your life. Who am I talking to? Is it anybody in here that know that you got some better days coming? Yes, Lord. I stopped by to tell you that the enemy almost tried to make me commit suicide, but I'm so glad I was in a place of hearing God's voice before the enemy tried to make me drive my car off the bridge. I began to tell God, I need you. And he said, Dorinda, you can't let the devil destroy your mind and your destiny. I heard him say in the Bible, my sheep will hear my voice. A stranger, they will not follow. I'm so glad that I heard the voice of Jesus, and he told me to keep fighting on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He walks with me. He talks with me. I found out, like it's some little girls up in Detroit, Michigan, sing a little song that says, I like living this kind of life. I'm living a blessed life. Tell your neighbor, that sounds like me. I'm living a blessed life, and the devil don't like it. I would die fighting for my anointing. I would die fighting for my ministry. I would die fighting for my life. I would die fighting for my children, because they're all going to be saved. Is it anybody in here got some family members that you got on the altar and you've been praying? Say, Lord, you got to save them. And guess what? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Anybody gonna serve him? I got a good mind. get out of here. But why I can't quit is I tried. It's because the word on the inside, though thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I got the word. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my pathway. The word of God, it pricks, then it shifts. The word of God, it conceals and it shields. The word of God, it protects, it directs. The word of God, put running in your feet, clapping in your hand. The word of God will make you run and ain't nobody behind you. The word of God will make you laugh and ain't nothing funny. The word of God has got me where I am. I wouldn't trade nothing for this, because this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I'm gonna pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, I'm gonna prophesy. They're gonna lay hand on the sick and they gonna recover. Just lay your hand on somebody and say, I decree blessings upon your life. I decree health on your life. I decree wealth in your life. Everything around you is going to be blessed. He's going to bless you in the fields. He's going to bless you in the hills. He's going to bless you going out. He's going to bless you coming in. He's going to bless you. Anybody know you're blessed? I'm blessed like that. Tell somebody, I'm blessed like that. I may not have the fancy car, but I've got it to get me to where I need to go. I may not have a city that sits on a hill, but long as I got a place to lay my head, I'm blessed like that. Can I get a witness? I may not have the best job in the world, but as long as I got a paycheck coming to me, I'm blessed like that. Even if it's McDonald's, it's coming to me, it's blessed like that. Even if it's Burger King, I got a check coming, and I'm blessed like that. And anybody knows that you can't stay at Burger King and McDonald's too long. There comes a time when you need a promotion. There comes a time when you get tired of flipping burgers. There comes a time when you get tired of pouring coffee. God says, if you're faithful over a few things, I'm gonna make you ruler over many. Get ready. I don't know who I'm talking to, but get ready. Somebody is getting ready to call you. They speaking your name up. Y'all don't act like I'm talking to you. I said somebody is getting ready to call you. They speaking your name up. Tell your neighbor, the reason why I praise him is because I know I'm going to get a raise. Yes, I am. Who am I talking to? I don't know about y'all, but anyway, you bless me. I'll be satisfied. Can I get a witness? Shout it. I'm talking. He's getting ready to bring closure to some things that you had open for about 5 years. I don't know who's over there that's going through something. It may be a court case, but God told me to tell you it's coming to an end. Is there anybody in the house that can say, I know I got some trouble that's coming to an end? Tell your neighbor, some trouble is coming to an end. This sickness is coming to an end. Children hooked on drugs, it's coming to an end. Folk dogging you out, it's coming to an end. But when it comes, I know how to be faithful. I know how to stay in my place. I know how to be content. I'm not going to let the devil's devices drag me into something that I know I shouldn't be. But I'm here to tell you, until it comes, I will bless the Lord. And while I'm blessing him, he's working it out. Why don't you tell three people, while you're blessing God, he's working it out. He's working that raise out. He's giving you something that you've been waiting on. While you're praising him, God's giving it to you. God's working behind the scenes. Yes, he is.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. You are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
I'm no longer longer doubting.
You say yes, you can.
Now it's my time to tell somebody. And every day I'm getting stronger.
You say yes, you can.
I'm no longer doubting.
You say yes, you can.
Now it's my time to tell somebody. There will be oppositions.
Change your mind
about your current condition.
Just believe.
With the Lord on your side, you can do anything. He said, I can, I know. I will triumph over the enemy. Help me sing it now. I can, I know, I will triumph over the enemy. Sing it again. He can, I can, I know, I will triumph over the enemy.
Triumph.
Sing it again. He said, I can, I know, I will triumph over the enemy. Sing it again. I can, I know, I will triumph. I can, I know, I will triumph over the enemy. Remember, you can.
How many of y'all glad to be here? Got all excited. Got all about my knob need to be turned down. Early this morning, I say early this morning, I looked up toward yonder glory, and I began to sing a song, go like this: it's another day's journey, and I'm glad. Thank you for waking you up this morning. Anybody here know that the Lord woke you up this morning? You know what I told him? It's another day journey. Church, I'm glad. That choir do that again for me. Ain't he all right? He made a way out of no way. Turned my midnight into day. Ain't that another thing the Lord for? Somebody say, put food on my table. Ain't that enough to thank the Lord for? He blessed me one more day, and I'm glad about it. I looked around in the church house, seen everybody here on one accord. Ain't that another thing the Lord for? You know what he done for us? You know he spared our lives again. And I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah,
be spared our life. I'm so glad about it. He didn't just wake me up, but he got me up. And I'm just more than glad for all that he's done in our life. I hate to be selfish when I say in my life, in our life. Everybody I look on, I know he's done something good for you. It's a blessing. To God be the glory. Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our keeper. To all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, to the body of Christ, all the officers of the church, not Scott Island, the church that God built. That's what I'm talking about. And especially to the messengers that carry the word. It's a blessing from God on high that we be 2018. We come in compliance to what thus said the Lord. The other stuff that we see and hear, ignore it. Find your place in the Lord and run with it. Everybody has not the same task, but everybody has the same spirit when you've been born again. And there's none greater than others, except the Lord exalt you to that level. On this earth, so oftentimes we feel that some better than others. I want to say this to you, though. When you find that that's better than somebody else, they're going to have to work double harder than you work to stay in compliance with what the Lord says. If a man knows much, he's going to be charged for much. Today, all glory to God and all that's present here today, it's an honor for me to stand before you this day to hear what thus said the Lord God Almighty. I'm rejoiced for 2018. God has kept me here for a reason. And I just thank him for this, first of all. For all of you that has gathered today, I'm gracious to God for you. You know, I look at myself oftentimes and I say, why are you still here? People better than you gone on home. Well, it just may be that God got some more work to do on me, and he want to perfect my life before I go to my other home. And if I don't practice it down here on this earth, then I can't make it over there in heaven. Today, 80% of people say I'm messy. I don't fight back. I'm too intelligent to fight back. The devil the one that fight back. God brings together in seal and perfect harmony and sweet melody of harmony. And we glorify his precious name. By the good deeds and the good works that we do here on this earth, God get the glory through those good works. And I don't have no right to boast about nothing. Because he did the work. All to be hollering, Lord, you looked at me and thought it was good enough for to send a word through me? Oh, Lord, thank you. We got a message scripture here this morning. And I don't want you mad with me. Because I don't know no better. Yeah. You see, I'm crazy, so if I do silly things, you know I ain't got sense enough to know better, huh? From the book of Corinthians, 5th chapter, 17 through the 19th verse, I want you to look at that with me. Please look at it. 1 Corinthians Second Corinthians, I'm sorry. Second Corinthians 5, 17 through 19. It's beautiful. You know it better than I do. But what I want to try to do today, I'm going to break it up for you. So when you leave here today, you say, you know that boy, I don't like him, but he got good sense. In the Lord, huh? In the Lord, not in me. But I'm going to read it loud so everybody can hear. And if you hear it, it's going to make you mad if you ain't where God wants you to be. See, I already know what's going to happen. He whooped me one time. He whooped me all the time, huh? So let's read that. These are the words that's written in my Bible. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. For what reason, Smith? To witness that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us, the preachers, the pastors, the bishops, the priests, the word of reconciliation. You may be seated. Now, this is where the mess starts. I just read it. You got it in your Bible. Now, this is what the law says. If it ain't in your Bible, raise your hand. I'm going to get on my knees and apologize to you. The scripture said, not Lionel Smith, if any man. Ladies, hold your head up. Because when he said man, he was speaking to you too.
Yes, sir.
If you honor God's word and honor the Bible, because when man was made, you was already in man. When he spoke to Adam, he spoke to Eve. Read it for yourself. Genesis. It's in Genesis, so you ain't got to worry yourself all night. If any man, could I branch out a little? Any woman, any boy, any girl been born again? What is born again? You've been birthed by Jesus in the new covenant. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You have committed your ways to God, and you throw your ways out the window to a place of no return. And you say, Lord, way is the only way. If any man be in Christ, in who? In Christ. I've let the Holy Spirit crush my sins in my body. I've let the Holy Spirit did away with my sin. Now I confess myself before God. I'm a new creature now. So the way I act ought to be just like Jesus. Can y'all hear me out? I say the way I act should be like Jesus act. You're not hearing me. The way Lionel Smith act, I didn't say Paul or Silas or Peter, the way Lionel Smith act should be like Jesus act. Jesus is the prime example how we're supposed to be. The epistles, the apostles, the disciples only saying what the Holy Spirit gave them to say. And they can't change not one word, not one jot or one tittle of his word unless it's a possibility that you go to hell. Any man. Well, what about the Jew, Gentile? What about Ethiopia? What about Asia? I've been hearing it on the news that they was no good, huh? I'm gonna be careful what I say in the church, huh? Amen. Ethiopia, Amen. The birthplace of Christianity. God help him. It say any man. What about a Mexican American? Oh. What about the black man? Huh? What about the Canaanites? That the first civilization was established by the Canaanite people. What about them? Any man, huh? Let's stay in the book. Any man be where? How you going to get in Christ? By accepting him, confessing him, by believing him, and by walking in his ways. Anybody here ever read the 5th chapter of Matthew? How he said we ought to get. Now watch this. 5th chapter of Matthew, we say, this is what we call it, the beatitude. But watch this. It's the attitude of Christ. That's Christ's mindset. The 5th chapter of Matthew tells us how Christ think, how he do, what he do, what he work, how he work, who he work with. The attitude of Christ. See, if you're a new creature in Christ, y'all listen at me now. You know I used to lie a lot. I had a tendency to lie. Every time I get in the crowd, I want to show out. I tell a lie, huh? I want to be seen among men. I want to be notarized before men, so I lie to make everything funny so that I get the attention of the people. I used to get things that wasn't mine. That's called, something jumped in my mind. Some people call it stealing. Other people call it embezzling. What's the difference? That's one of the things Satan used on us. Oh, they didn't say that. What's the difference in embezzling and stealing? Oh, y'all. Y'all must have didn't go to college, huh? If I'm a new creature, that lying, whatever was hindering me from coming forth in Christ Jesus, it's been done away with. That's what the book just said right there. It says passed away, that means it's done away, it's gone. And you throw it in a river, no return. So it can't come back to you. Smith, why it can't come back to you? Watch this. Because see, when the blood wash you, keep this in mind. I don't care what theologians say. Listen to me. I don't care. When Christ washes you with his blood, he waxes you in his spirit when he condescends to a low estate and can't put his arms around you. He washes you, and Satan can't take you away from him. Now, there's a possibility that you can lose some reward, but Satan can't take you from God because God made Satan. How in the world the servant is greater than the Lord? I mean, I'm just going by what the Bible say, y'all. Help me now. Servant can't be greater than the Lord. So how in the world are you going to take me? God fix me and pick me up and straighten me out. How in the world is Satan going to crook me? See, I'm going to give you what Jesus said. Not what you say. Jesus said this. That which I hold in my hand. Who going to take it out? Who going to take out of Jesus' hand what he already got in his hand? Who's strong enough to overcome God? So all this chin music you go around here hearing about the devil going to do this. The devil ain't got no power over you. You're a son of God. You're an heir of Jesus Christ. You're joined as with Jesus Christ. If the only way Satan can harm you, you give in to him. There's a word called rebuke. When pressure get hard, call on Christ. He'll be there for you. He said, when you become a new creature, you got to put away the stuff used to always hinder you. Put away the stuff that you couldn't get along with folks. Watch this. There were people in my life was hard for me to get along with. I used to go to bed angry, wake up angry. See, if he messed with me today, I'm going to put him away. But guess what? I kept seeking the face of God. I kept reading the scripture. And he told me, he said, he'll make my enemy to be my footstool. So I said, if he can make my enemy my footstool, I ain't got to worry about him. I'm just going to give him to God, give her to God. A lot of us got enemies. But ain't nothing to them. They ain't nothing but a vapor. Right here a little while, and after a while they gone. But you've got to hold on, though, to Christ. To Christ. I tell people all the time, if you think I'm going to let you take my mind out of my head and put your mind in my head, y'all hold on to this now, you got to be crazy. That's telling me that I got to depend on you and not God. What I feel ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. That's my personal feeling. I'm selfish. God don't want me selfish. He want me to just obey him. If you acknowledge him in all things, what God will do, he'll direct your paths. And wherever your feet go, he's going to be right there with you. But Lionel, he ain't there always. Yes, he is. If he wasn't there always, he didn't lie. I'm bold to say it. If Jesus ain't there with you always, he didn't lie. And I read in the Bible that he said he can't lie. And I believe God over anybody. And a man on this earth, I'm going to take his word before I take God's word. I learned some sense. Paul described that sense. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So I got to think just like God. If I think like God, I'm going to be all right. I heard him this morning saying in church earlier, we got to be like God. We got to do like God. We got to have faith to know if they put me in the fiery furnace, I'm coming out anyway. They put me in the lion's den, I'm coming out anyway. Throw me in the river, I'm coming out anyway. And if this old temple here don't come out, guess what? One day, when this earthly house is dissolved, I got another building. Wasn't made by mankind, but eternal from the heavens. And I'm coming out. And I'm going to meet with the Lord now. And the Bible says, so shall I be with the Lord forever. The world won't be able to harm me. But if you let him, he will. Because Satan jealous of God. Y'all keep this in mind. I said this. You didn't say it. Satan jealous of God. Because what God do, Satan can't do. Because he's evil. He's deceitful. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Satan didn't come to build a church. He come to tear the church down. And we don't have the knowledge and understanding to know when Satan creep in the house of God, he come to tear the church up. He want us to war among ourselves. He want the preacher to fight preacher, the usher to fight us, deacon to fight deacon. Instead of coming to one mind, one spirit, one Holy Ghost. One Jesus, one God, the Father of all. That's where he want us. We don't want to be there. I want to express my opinion. Erica want to express her opinion. If I got desire to express my opinion, if I'm in the church and I'm a real Christian, well, I should let her express her opinion. But the church wasn't built on opinion. It was built on blood, the cleansing power of God. That's what we got to understand. This is not a democracy. The church is not a democracy. It's not theology. The church is the word of God. Yes. On this rock I'll build my truth. What is the rock? The truth. Now watch what it say. The gates of hell shall not. Now I had to look that up so I don't have these scholars in here calling me crazy. On this rock was the solid truth. Nothing but the truth. Nothing but the tree ever built on the side of the rock. The rock is Jesus. It's the foundation of all life. He made it, he gave it, and he can take it away. It's built on the truth. We need to understand that. I'm a new creature now. Satan can't harm me. He can attack my body. But my soul is free with God. We need to know that.
Satan come to kill us, all of us. Steal what we got. Make us believe. I come up believing in the Baptist church, and ain't no church no better no other. I come up believing. They say, I work hard all my life. And I want to always have something, some money or something. I always want to have some money in my pocket. Because my parents told me don't beg. If you beg, boy, I'm going to whoop your tail. And my mother and daddy can hit hard. And I went to work and try to make my living of myself. I want to be independent personally. But I want to be a servant to my father and my mother. So I had to work for things that I got. They didn't have to give me nothing. I prayed and talked to God. And guess what? I was able to help them a lot. I was able to help do some things for them. I'm so proud of myself. Y'all may cut yourself down. I'm proud I was able to take a cup of water or go buy her a sandwich or get a dress for her. I was so happy. People say, he crazy. He gone crazy. He up there bragging because he bought his mother a dress. I'm so proud today. I thank God I was able to get a dress today. Thank God. If you still got one, you better keep in mind that's what you got here. The Bible says, 18 verse, all things, listen at me now, you got a Bible, all things are of God. After you repented and been saved and filled with God's power, everything you do is supposed to be of God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Well, Smith, I heard you cussing yesterday, that's the devil and me. But you got power to keep the devil out. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Since you've been saved, that don't mean everything you do going to be 100%. If you fear, that's why God gave us a word called repent. You know how to define repent? Let it be done over again. But it ain't in your hand, it's in God's hand. Lord, do it again. Just forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. I messed up. Forgive me. My brother, spoke wrong to my brother. Bro, would you please forgive me, please, sir? He said, so be it. And I'm free again. I'm just like I was when God made me. He talked to me and said, things you do now are supposed to be of God. See, God has saved you and fixed you. Now God living in you. You forgot who you were. Now you think about who God was. So everything Jesus say do, you do that. Watch this. Apostle Martin, he teach a healing ministry. It's not him that heal. If anybody think it's him, you out your mind. It's the Lord power in him that bring forth the healing. He don't have the boast. He just do what God told him to do. He don't need no notoriety. He don't need to be lifted up. God gonna draw him and multiply his blessing when he be obedient to the will of the Father. We gotta understand that. God don't catch you by a collar with a chain on you and lead you everywhere you go. He sent the Holy Ghost down here on this earth to live inside of us to tell us how to move, when to move, and what to do. That's what God did. He looked beyond all of our faults, saw what we need. So I've been reconciled now. Now the things I used to do, I couldn't hear you. Things I used to do, I don't do them no more. Some of them I can't. Some of them I let overcome me, huh? With regards to how it is, I've been changed. I'm a new creature now in Christ. What is a new creature? A new creation. God created you, and then he got to replenish you again. Remember, God looked at us and said, you know, I repented that I made man. The only thing on earth I ever made, I had to repent the best thing I made. Yes. What? The best thing God made was us, and he said he repented that he made us. Yeah. Why would he say that? Because we messed up on him. We went into 100% sin. We was letting the devil lead us instead of letting the Lord lead us. He said, we've been reconciled back to Jesus Christ. And he's given to us. See, y'all thought I was going to say Lionel. I don't need no, I'm famous. Everywhere I go, I'm famous. I don't need no recognition. I don't need no recognition. If you don't see Jesus in me, you ought to set me down. You should set me down. If I don't act like I'm a Christian, I ain't got no business up here. If I'm hard to get along with as a pastor of a church, I don't need to be up here. A pastor got to be meek, kind, and humble. He got to have understanding to listen to all his people, and then he make the decision. What? I thought the deacon got to listen to the pastor. Oh, y'all didn't know that, huh? I'm bringing something new to y'all today. Thank God. The deacons ain't the head of the church. The Bible say the pastor's the head of the church on earth. He's the under shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd. If I don't listen to Jesus, I'm going to teach you something. How can I teach you and I don't know nothing? God wants you to go ahead and understand. He said he gave us a ministry to do what he did, to bring us back. You know, Jesus' purpose here on this earth was to go and bring us back to the Father, right? And I'm a brag now. He did it. Jesus did it. He 42 generations, but a man on earth could do it, bring us back. Jesus was the only one who could do it. So I have to put my trust in Jesus. Somebody can do all things, huh? Through us. No, through Christ. That's how it come through Christ. But then he commissioned us to go and do the same work that he did. And I know we call and say, Jesus, send it on down. Send it on down. It's already here, the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is speak to it and obey the word. See, the Holy Spirit ain't going to do nothing for you until you get in the word. You got to know what the word says. Well, let me hurry up. What time they play today? He said he gave us the spirit of reconciliation. That word means to bring back. That word means to bring back. We used to sing a song. Dossie can give reference to it. I once was lost. Now I'm found. I was blind. I can see now. When I was lost, that means I didn't know God. But God looked beyond my faults. And to see I need to come into back to him. And when he washed me and made me whole, I come back to him. And now God commissioned me to go in all the world. And this is what he say now. When he sent me out, this is what he told me now. I don't know what he tell other preachers, but this is what he tell me. He say, Smith, examine yourself. Look at yourself first, Smith, before you try to talk to somebody else. And make sure that you're doing what I told you to do before you try to tell people to do stuff. Ooh, y'all didn't.